11 o'clock now, and this is Fine Music Radio. The program is The Classic Morning. Now, you may or may not remember that every first Thursday of the month, I choose one of the albums that has come in here to our program, our library, and feature it as Rodney's Review. And a fair amount come in every week, every month, and so it's sometimes difficult to choose. But it was easy-ish to choose this one. I remember playing Alice Sarah Ott, the pianist, and her recording of Beethoven's first piano concerto, and telling you how much I enjoyed it. Well, her latest album is called Echoes of Life, and it has to do with various composers, but mostly the 24 preludes by Chopin, but also interspersed music by Bach, John Field, as well as Valentin Silvestro, and even Ligeti and Gonzalez. And as with that Beethoven, I was struck by Alice Sarah Ott's incredibly sensitive approach to this music. The preludes of Chopin can be played in so many ways, but there definitely is something special about this. And in fact, reviewers have spoken of its striking sincerity and authenticity and a thought-provoking take on Chopin's 24 preludes. Then there is other music, as they say, including her own fragments of the Lacrimosa from the Mozart Requiem. And for the extended edition, she has chosen pieces connected with the music, composers, and themes of the original album, but without imposing her own associations on them. So it's a 2-CD set on the DG label. So let's listen now to, first of all, one of the preludes by Chopin. This is her playing Opus 28, number 2, the A minor prelude, Alice Sarah Ott.
Thank you.
I chose that particular prelude just to show you how she manages to make the music so dark there in that A minor tonality, the Preludes by Chopin, Opus 28, number 2, Alice Sarah Ott playing it there. And then also I thought I'd play you the one that is better known, actually, because it's got a nickname, the Raindrop Prelude. This is the Opus 28, number 15 in D flat major. Again, a lovely balance here, and you also will notice just how lovely the sound is that DG have given her.
Thank you.
That's the prelude, Opus 28, number 15 in D flat by Chopin. The one with the nickname, the Raindrop Prelude, and played by Alice Sarah Ott on this new CD we're listening to today, Echoes of Life. I've always admired Sarah Ott's pianissimos, incidentally. She gets wonderful color while being very, very soft like that. She also adds some Bach into her program, Alice Sarah Ott, and she chose from Bach the prelude and fugue, well, the prelude in C major. And here it is played on a beautiful piano, and as she's using for these recordings, and once again taking it slightly faster than perhaps I'm used to. Hear what I mean there? Slightly faster, I think, certainly that I'm used to, with that prelude number one in C major from the Well-Tempered Clavier Book One by Bach, Alice Sarah Ott. And then just another quick excerpt here, and away from Chopin again, as Bach was away from Chopin, she also intersperses this album Leaves, number one, a prelude by John Field. Thought I'd include that because very often John Field's music reminds more of Chopin. It was John Field, incidentally, who invented, for want of a better word, the Nocturne, which Chopin went on to improve so spectacularly. And that was the prelude from the album Leaves in C minor number one by John Field, Alice Sarah Ott, the pianist here. So I've been playing you excerpts from this new double CD from DG, beautifully recorded by DG, incidentally, as I think you heard, Echoes of Life, featuring Alice Sarah Ott. And it's interesting that she has interspersed these things with the various preludes of Chopin, the 24 preludes in all the major and minor keys. It's a CD to look out for or to download as a kind of a fresh approach by our young lady to these great works. And that's Rodney Reviews for this week. Every first Thursday of the month, I have a look and select one of the albums that comes in here for us to consider putting on our playlist. And these certainly have gone onto our playlist. As you know, and as I've said before, we don't really get CDs anymore, but everything comes in online, so to speak.